This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to remove you from this world of sin and take you to a world of rest and comfort. You receive two gifts of happiness and peace from the Father. Question. You are the true nuns in the whole world. Who are called the true nuns? Answer. The true nuns are those whose intellects have remembrance of the One, that is, they remember none but One. Although other nuns are called nuns, they don't only have Christ in their intellects. Christ is also said to be the Son of God, so they have two beings in their intellects, whereas you only have the one Father in your intellects, and this is why you are true nuns. You have received the Father's order to remain pure. Song. Take us away from this world of sin to a world of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. Who heard it? You souls. Souls cannot be called the Supreme Soul. Human beings cannot be called God. Acha. You are now Brahmins. You cannot be called deities at this time. Even Brahma cannot be called a deity. Although they say, salutations to the deity Brahma, salutations to the deity Vishnu, there is a lot of difference between Brahma and Vishnu. Vishnu can be called a deity, whereas Brahma cannot be called a deity, because he is the father of Brahmins. Brahmins cannot be called deities. Human beings cannot explain these things to human beings. Only God can explain these things. Out of blind faith, human beings say whatever enters their minds. You children understand that the spiritual father is now teaching you to consider yourselves to be souls. I, a soul, adopt this body. I, a soul, have taken 84 births. You receive a body according to the actions you perform. When a soul separates from his body, there is no love for the body. Love is experienced for the soul. Love is experienced for souls when they are in bodies. People invoke departed souls. The bodies have been burnt, yet they still remember the soul. And this is why they invite it to enter the body of a Brahmin priest. They say, soul of so-and-so, come, come and eat this food. This means that there is attachment to that soul. Previously, there was attachment to the body, and the body would have been remembered. They don't understand that they are calling the soul. It is the soul who does everything. Good and bad sanskars are in each soul. First of all, there is body consciousness, and the other vices come after that. When there are all the vices, that person is called vicious. Someone who doesn't have these vices is called viceless. You understand that when deities were in Bharat, they had divine virtues. Lakshmi and Narayan belonged to the deity religion. Just as there are males and females in Christianity, so too the deities are referred to as Devi and Devta. The king, queen and subjects all belong to the deity religion. This religion is very elevated and one that gives happiness. You children heard the song. It is the soul who said, Baba, take me to a place where I can experience rest, comfort and peace. That is, to a land of happiness and peace. People here are very restless and disturbed. There is no restlessness in the Golden Age. You souls know that no one but Baba can take you to that world of rest and comfort. The Father says, every cycle I bring you the two gifts of liberation and liberation in life. However, you forget this. It is fixed in the drama for you to forget. I can only come when everyone has forgotten. You have now become Brahmins and you have the faith that you have taken 84 births. Those who don't take this full knowledge cannot be the first ones to go to that new world. They go to the Silver Age or the end of the Silver Age. Everything depends on your efforts. There was happiness in the Golden Age when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Acha, who were they in their previous birth? No one knows this. They were Brahmins in their previous birth. Before that, they were Shudras. You can explain the different castes very well. You now understand that you will receive rest and comfort for 21 births. Baba is showing us the path. We are now impure, and this is why we are unhappy and restless. The place where there is rest and comfort is also called the place of peace and happiness. You children now have this knowledge of the beginning, middle and end in your intellects. You understand how Bharat was very happy in the Golden Age. There was no mention of sorrow or restlessness. You are now making effort to go to heaven. You have now become part of God's community, whereas those people belong to the devil's community. It is said, sinful soul. Souls are many, whereas the Supreme Soul is one. All are brothers. Not everyone can be the Supreme Soul. Even this tiny matter doesn't sit in the intellects of human beings. Baba has explained that this whole world is an unlimited island. Other islands are smaller. Ravan's kingdom is over this unlimited island. Human beings don't understand these things. They simply continue to tell stories. Stories cannot be called knowledge. Human beings cannot be granted salvation through them. Salvation is received through this knowledge. Only the one Father and no one else gives this knowledge. God alone comes and protects the devotees. Human beings cannot protect human beings. Shiv Baba gives all of you children the inheritance. He is the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru. He is also the lawyer or barrister, because he frees you from the punishment of the demons of death. No one goes to jail in the Golden Age. The Father frees everyone from jail. All of the most elevated desires of you children are now being fulfilled. All the impure desires are fulfilled by Ravan, and all the pure desires are fulfilled by the Father. When your pure desires are fulfilled, you become happy for all time. an impure desire is to become impure and vicious. Those who remain pure are called brahmacharis. You too have to remain pure. Become pure and become the masters of the pure world. Only the One Father makes you pure from impure. Sages and holy men were born through vice. You wouldn't say the same of deities. There are no vices there. That is a pure world. Lakshmi and Narayan were completely viceless. Bharat too was pure. You now understand that when there was purity in the Golden Age, there was also peace and prosperity. Everyone was happy. People have been coming down since it became the kingdom of Ravan. They are now of no use. They have become completely like shells. You are now becoming like a diamond through the Father. When Bharat was in the Golden Age, it was like a diamond. Now it is not even worth a shell. None of them even know their own religion. They continue to commit sin. There is no mention of sin. You who belong to the deity religion are very well known. There are many images of the deities. You can see in other religions that they only have one image. Christians only have the one image of Christ. The Buddhists only have one image of Buddha. Christians only remember Christ. They are called nuns. Nuns means those who remember Christ alone and no one else. This is why it is said, they remember none but Christ. They remain celibate. You are also nuns. You belong to the household path and become nuns. You only remember the One Father. None but one. You belong to Shiv Baba and none other. Those nuns still have two beings in their intellect. They believe that Christ was God's Son, but they don't have this knowledge of God. You children have this knowledge. No one in the whole world has this knowledge of God, Paramatma. No one knows where God resides, when he comes or what his part is. God, Bhagwan, is also called the One who knows everything, Jani Jananhar. From this title, people think that he knows what is in everyone's heart. The Father says, I don't know this. What would be the need for me to sit and read what is in each one's heart? I have come just to purify the impure. If someone doesn't remain pure and tells lies, he only causes himself a loss. It is remembered that devils came and sat in the gathering of the deities. Nectar was distributed there. Someone who indulges in vice and then secretly comes and sits in this gathering would be a devil. He would ruin his own status. Each of you has to make your own efforts. Otherwise, you totally destroy yourself. There were many who came and secretly sat in the gathering. They would say that they did not indulge in vice, but they were doing that. They were cheating themselves. They were destroying their own truth and thereby completely destroying themselves. When they tell lies in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, whose right hand is Dharmaraj, they are invoking their own punishment. There are many like that at many centres. When Baba went to Delhi first time, there was someone who came to the centre every day and also indulged in vice. When he was asked why he still came to the centre when he wasn't staying pure, he replied, "If I don't come here, how will I become viceless? I do like purity, but am unable to remain pure. Eventually I will be reformed. If I don't come, my boat will be totally sunk. It is because there is no other way that I have come here." The father explained, "You are spoiling the atmosphere. How much longer are you going to continue in this way? Those who are becoming pure dislike those who remain impure. They say, 'Baba, I don't like eating the food prepared by this one.' The father also showed you a method for this. When there is a problem with your food, it isn't that you have to leave your job, etc. You have to find some strategy. When you explain to someone, he becomes upset. 'How can I remain pure? I have never heard this before.' Even sannyasis can't remain pure at home. It is only when they leave their homes and families that they're able to remain pure. However, no one knows that it is the purifier, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is teaching you here. Because they don't believe this, they cause opposition. They say, 'Show us a scripture that says Shiv Baba enters the body of Brahma.' It is written in the Gita, 'I enter an ordinary mature body. He doesn't know his own births.' This is written in the Gita. So how can you question how God enters a human body? He enters an impure body to show you the path. He came previously too to show you the path and said, 'Constantly remember me alone.' He resides in the supreme abode and says, 'Constantly remember me alone.' The body of Sri Krishna would not exist in the incorporeal world for him to say, 'Constantly remember me alone.' Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, enters an ordinary body and says to you children, 'Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be cut away with this fire of yoga. This is why I am called the purifier.' He is definitely the purifier of souls. It is souls who become impure. The father says, 'When you souls were pure, you were 16 celestial degrees full. There are now no degrees. You have become completely impure. I come and explain to you every cycle. You become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Therefore, I come and make you sit on the pyre of this knowledge and purify you. The pure household path existed in Bharat, whereas it is now the impure family path. No one has any rest or comfort.' The father says, 'Now both have to sit on this pyre of knowledge. We souls receive bodies according to the actions we perform. It isn't that they will also be the same husband and wife in their next births. No, there cannot be such a race. This is a matter of studying. That can happen on the path of ignorance, where they have so much love for one another that their desires can be fulfilled. That is an impure, vicious path. The widow, too, climbs onto the funeral pyre of her husband. She then goes and meets him in his next birth. However, they would not be aware of that in their next birth. You sit on the pyre of knowledge with Baba. You will shed your dirty bodies and return home. You know this at this time, but they don't know that they were companions in their previous births. Even you won't remember these things there later on. You now have this aim and objective in your intellects. Mama and Baba will become Lakshmi and Narayan. Vishnu is a deity. Prajapita Brahma cannot be called a deity. Brahma becomes a deity. You now understand how Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. You now know that only in heaven can there be rest and comfort. When someone dies, people say he has gone to heaven, that is, he has gone to a place of rest and comfort. It is the impure who remain restless. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. The rest are matters of detail that have to be understood. The Father is knowledgeful, and so he makes you souls knowledgeful, the same as himself. You become Satipatthana by having remembrance of the Father. This is a race of souls. Those who remember him more will become this more quickly. This is a race of yoga and studying. Races take place in schools too. Many students take part. Those who claim number one receive a scholarship. One study costs hundreds of thousands or millions of rupees, and so there would be that many schools too. You now have to study this study. Show everyone this path. Become sticks for the blind and enable this message to reach every home. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Now renounce impure desires and have pure desires. The purest desire of all is to become pure and become a master of the pure world. Don't hide any mistakes and deceive yourself. Always remain honest with the Father, Dharamraj. 2. Sit on the pyre of knowledge and race in this study and claim a high status in the future new world. Burn your account of sins in the fire of yoga. Blessing. May you be a victorious jewel who constantly experiences being personally in front of the beloved by connecting your intellect's love to him. A loving intellect means that the intellect's love is connected to the one beloved. Those who have love for the one cannot link their love to any other person or possession. They would constantly experience Bapdada to be personally in front of them. They cannot even have wasteful or sinful thoughts against Srimat in their minds. The words, I eat with you, I sit with you, I fulfill all relationships with you, would always emerge from their lips and in their hearts. Only those who constantly have loving intellects can become victorious jewels. Slogan: to have thoughts of "I want this, I want this" is a royal way of asking for something. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, that is pure. At this confluence age, Bapdada gave all of you children the first vow: may you be completely pure. This vow of purity is not just a vow of celibacy, but like Father Brahma, let every word have the vibration of purity merged in it. In every thought, let there be the importance of purity. In every action, let there be the experience of a karma yogi life. This is called being a brahmachari, one who follows in the footsteps, and a brahmachari, one who is celibate. Om Shanti.